The Morning News Express, Rise and Shine, up and Adam in the studio with us is Dana Parsons. She is with the Maryland State Arts Council, and they are having a creative conversations for artists and artist advocates this fall. And first of all, Dana, tell us a little bit about Maryland State's Arts Council.
Sure. We're located right now in the southern part of Baltimore, and we are interested in kind of shifting the perspective to one of a service organization. We really want arts constituents around the state to see us as a collaborative partner rather than simply a source of funding. But we are responsible for funding for all arts organizations and some individual artists in the state as well.
Okay. And so tell us a little bit about what you got going on with the creative conversations.
Sure. So we have seven different sites planned out across the entire state, as far as Salisbury all the way to Frostburg. Our first one will be in Frederick at the Delaplane Arts Center on September 13th from 6 to 9 p.m. in the evening. And the objective of these creative conversations is to really begin to hear from everyone what it is that they need from us in order for us to support them to the best of our ability, whether that is additional funding, whether that is resources, whether that is connections to other arts organizations. So the style of the evening is broken up into two tracks. If you're an arts organization, you would go through one track. If you are an individual artist, you would go through another track. For the arts organizations, it really allows them to see into our new application for funding. We wanted to make a shift in the application this year in regards to using the application as a tool for growth and reflection rather than I'm going to be judged by this piece of paper.
Right.
And so we had several community gatherings where the constituents were able to give feedback to help us create this new narrative for the application. So we'll be going through that with arts organizations. In addition to that, they'll be introduced to a panel of resources. That panel is made up of Maryland Volunteer Lawyers for the Arts, the Department of Education Fine Arts Office, Maryland Nonprofits, and Maryland Citizens for the Arts. So all four of those organizations will have representation, and those they'll be able to connect with one another to, again, see what type of resources they can have to support the organization.
And I don't mean the way it's going to sound, and I know it's going to sound like this, is that you're trying to shift from becoming being an ATM, right? I mean,
yes,
really? And let's be honest. Because, I mean, obviously, when it comes to the arts, and, you know, I mean, even though I think the economy is doing pretty well, there's still only a limited amount of funds, and there's a lot of people who want to be able to use those funds. And sometimes people can go, well, you know, I want to have, you know, I got this bizarre art project that I want to do where I want to, you know, drape the mountains of Thermont in pink ribbon, and that's going to be my art project. And no, we can help a whole lot of people over here,
mm-hmm.
and that's kind of what you want to do when it comes to the overall people, like the Delaplane, like some of the other places around. And then mm-hmm. if I'm an individual artist, how would that affect, like, my mom? She's an artist.
Sure. So she is more than welcome to attend these creative conversations. The individual artist track, they would see the same panel because they have many of the same needs and same resources. Mm-hmm. And then their second part of it would be actually with me, where we'll begin to narrow down what is it that they need. A lot of the things that we're looking at with individual artists is how can they begin to enhance their self-management skills?
Okay.
How do we begin to even connect this idea of art to this idea of a business? And so I'll be beginning to hear from them about what it is that they need. And then the idea is that their feedback from these fall institutes will show up in the spring so that they would be able to attend a larger summit in the spring that we're hoping will be an annual event. And it will be directly based on the feedback that they're giving this fall.
And when I think of artists, I think, obviously, I think of painting and sculptures and things of that. But there are many different forms of art out there.
Yeah, there are an extraordinary amount of mediums. We have about 15 different discipline categories, ranging from folklife and folklore to literary arts to children's events to performance, dance, theater, visual arts, mixed media. All of those are represented beautifully, really, across the state. And we want to make sure that we are there for everyone across mm-hmm. the state, which is where this kind of touring idea came from.
Wow, that's hard to do. That's a big job to be all for all.
Yeah, we're committed to that idea, and we really want to show physically that we are there.
So. Is there a cost to attend these forums around the state?
No, not at all. Please come in order to RSVP. You can just email our office. You can email Michelle Hayes, Michelle.Hayes, Hayes, at Maryland.gov, in order to attend one of the events.
Very good. And the event here in Frederick kind of kicks off the whole thing. So we're kind of the guinea pig, aren't we?
Which is very exciting rather than scary.
Yeah. Well, for you, I guess it is. I hope it's going to be a wonderful thing. 6 to 9 on September 13th at the Delaplane Arts Center. Am I leaving anything out?
No, I think you're good, Bob.
Very good. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you
Appreciate
for having
it.
Me.
It's the Morning News Express, Free Talk 930, WFMD.
The Fox Sports Update on 930, WFMD.